This is Freelance Heroism.
Hey, everybody, welcome to Freelance Heroism. My name is Deese.
And I'm Rachel.
And before we get started, we just want to say thank you to everyone out there who donates at the Patreon, in particular those who donate at the producer tier. Rachel, would you like to let us know who they are?
I would love to. We want to say thank you to Crispy, Nate, Breakmeister, Rebecca, and Stillwell.
Thank you guys so much. You help us make a better show for everyone, and we couldn't do it without you. So thanks.
Thank you.
Rachel.
Deese.
For a long time now, well, I don't want to say a long time, but for a couple years now, we've been playing a card game called Hearthstone.
Yes.
Back in the day, I used to play it. And then when me and Nate started hanging out, we played it again for a couple seasons, like when we were doing our stream.
Yeah.
And then just recently, a couple years ago, maybe a year and a half ago, we came back and you and Nate got into it as well.
Yes.
And we've been having fun with it.
Yeah.
But they just, oh, go ahead.
Oh, I was just gonna say, I haven't played a lot of card games. I played like some Magic, but it was obviously very casual, like just with my friends. So
you're a scrub team magic player. I on the other hand was a semi, I don't want to say it sounds douchey to say it, semi pro magic player. Played a bunch of big events and used to play tests with a bunch of friends and go to events and out of state and out of
That's really
region.
cool.
It's not really. It's Magic the Gathering. It's not really, you know, like, oh, he was a motorcycle bandit in his youth. I'm like, no, I just play card games. Anyway, so like, I'm a big fan of strategy card games. And so when we got back into this, it was kind of unique and interesting because I didn't have to go anywhere to play, which is really a convenient thing since kind of busy with art sometimes.
Yeah.
Not being able to drive to the card store and hope people are there and stuff like that in order to play, just be able to play whatever was really nice. So we just had a new expansion come out for Cataclysm, and I was pretty excited about it. And so far it has been really wild and kind of swingy turns, I'll say that.
Yeah, definitely. But it is fun. And
do you have
I
a
like,
favorite card from the new set? It doesn't even have to be part of something that's a good deck. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I like that. What is that priest location? Ruby Sanctum?
Yeah.
Where it turns your healing into damage.
That was on the top of my list of favorite cards from the set, even though priest is still performing pretty shitty right now. But
yeah. But I do think that's pretty cool because you can use that on like the other player or one of their like the combine it with the card where it is supposed to heal a minion to full, and
oh,
so
mend. Yeah.
yeah, and so if like your opponent puts down like a 14 damage 28 health monster,
You're picking a particular one from the other day. I can remember. I know
then
exactly the one you're talking about. The
you
Ultra
just
Gigasaur
hit,
or whatever.
you just hit Ruby Sanctum. And then mend, and then it's just dead.
Yeah.
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 I like
So
that
somebody
one.
was playing against the Warlock the other day, we could tell. Yeah. So, I mean, yeah, they put that out, and then mend just handles it, right? That's a pretty good card combination.
What about you?
I'm having a hard time because there is something about the board position that Nozdormu gives you. This guy who just literally you put him on the board, and the next turn, life is really hard for the opponent. I mean, I really like that, but I don't think he's as, you know, maybe not my favorite card.
Right.
I think that Cleansing Cleric is probably my favorite card in this set. The one that when it comes, it's a 4/5/4, it comes into play and adds 2 to all of your healing effects for the rest of the game.
Oh,
Even if
yeah.
they kill it, it still stays on. I really like that.
That is pretty nice,
I
especially if you
like
can get
that.
it out early.
Oh, yeah. Like, man, it's really strong. I wish Priest could do something else. I will say that with all the decks that are like super aggro-y, Priest does handle those pretty well.
Yeah.
It's got a lot of board clears when everyone else like lost theirs. So that's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Do you have a favorite deck?
I like that the druid one where you put out the plant guys.
The Imbue?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one's
That
pretty
one's
fun.
it's also really strong.
It is very strong, yeah.
Oh, I don't know what my favorite is. I really like Imbue Priest. It's really weak right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Although
It's not strong.
didn't you in your journey to legend
Yeah.
yesterday, you were paired up against a priest, an imbue priest that had basically a solution for everything that you put down.
Yeah, because that's what I was saying. That's why I have the opinion that I think that they're strong versus a lot of the aggro boards. Like, priests can clear the board so many times. It's very frustrating.
Yeah.
And if with like some good trades, they're really strong.
Mm-hmm.
For anyone who doesn't know what we're talking about, it's a free game. You can go play it. It's really
Yeah.
good.
Yeah.
If you like card games, just you can hop on.
Yeah, I'm having a really good time with it, and I have
Yeah.
not paid a single cent for this
Yeah.
game.
Yeah, I mean it's great to have something like that. You just hop on, you play a couple matches a day, you get your rewards. You don't have to
Yeah.
make it anything serious. It's fun.
Yeah. And it's not like other free-to-play games where it's like, oh, it's free, but every level we're gonna make you watch a stupid ad for 45 seconds. I tried to, this is like a sort of side note, but I got a new phone recently, and I was going through and installing some apps and stuff, and I noticed on my app list there was this game that I used to play like years and years ago. And it was this dumb little free to play game. So I was like, I kind of miss that. I'll reinstall it and I'll play it. And the amount of ads that you now have to watch in between like each level and like how they shove the idea of like, oh, you can buy such and such to, so you don't have to wait on this arbitrary timer that they put in the game. Like, I uninstalled it like half an hour later.
I know. Look, there's a lot of things that Blizzard does poorly. But I will say the Hearthstone's pretty good.
Yeah.
Like as far as like being able to free to play and be competitive with people who pay money. To clarify, we're not sponsored by the game. We just really like
No.
it. And yeah, there is some randomness in the like there's some cards that really embrace the random effects, but
Yes.
I've noticed in the new set that's been reduced pretty dramatically. Like the last set was really bad
Yeah.
about random shit.
Oh, yeah.
But this one seems pretty good, and it's like the beginning of a new year. So like each year they have like last year was what year of the Raptor, and this year is year of the Scarab, and like so all the, like this is a good time to hop in. You get like all of the original, I think it's what the green whatever it, the green ways or whatever set. So, I don't know what the name of the expansion,
Oh, right,
but you
yeah.
get all of those cards for free, so you can literally build Imbue Druid today
Yeah.
and pay nothing. And it's the best deck in the game right now, so that's pretty strong. Good time to get in. So I mean it's a good time. I've been having a good time with it, and Cataclysm is pretty great. I wish that priests were better right now because I love playing priest. There is a rogue deck. I've been so upset because all of the rogue decks have been combo decks, and I hate playing combo. I really don't like it. But I was excited because Rogue was getting rid of Shadow Step, which meant there's probably going to be a lot less combo, but there's still combo now. It's still a thing. Yeah, they OTK. Yeah, okay. Anyway, but so I saw a new one that has this 4/12 guy that bounces everything back on the opponent's side, and I got hit with it for the first time the other day, and it's the first time in months that I thought I want to play Rogue. I was like, oh, I want to play Rogue. That's awesome. I want to do that to someone. So maybe I'll put that together. The Roguists will be able to play Rogue again.
Oh,
Oof.
finally.
Yep. Anyway, we should finish up. If you guys don't play Hearthstone, you guys can download it for free and play. It's a really good time.
Do you want to go to this week's episode?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay. This is Requiem of Reflections, Season 10, Episode 32, Rune for Error.
Rune. Oh, I get it. Rune for error. Clever, clever.
Yeah.
Who wants to recap where we left off last week?
Last
last
week?
last week when we played last.
Right.
I'm building a timeline here, guys.
Fabricating a timeline?
Fabricating. Yeah, well, you can't say fabricating for trying to fabricate it.
So last time we arrived at Reckonmark.
Yes.
Adri used Bucephalus to fly down to these people who were standing on the roof of a building. They had not seen Vashavola, but they needed another singer to help control this creature, to help like defend against the undead that were storming against the university. Yeah. And Kavir and Rain went over to a different building, and they hopped in like from a big hole in the wall, and there was a stone sarcophagus that was like rattling around. There was some guy in there.
Yeah,
we sat on it and we locked him down.
Yeah, yes.
I recall that the people that we found on top of the building, they seemed to be related to each other in some weird
seemed to
kind
be related
of way.
To Adri,
they were not related to Adri. Thank you. I think like Adri showed up after a while, and we fought some undead, and then Rain like you lightning bolted a wall and killed a bunch of children.
Yeah, because a bunch of other people on the outside of the room decided to start trying to charge their way in, and I figured I would take care of them before they killed us. I didn't know there was a classroom full of students on the other side of the hall. I mean, as far as I'm concerned, that was their fault. I mean,
he seems very.
Why'd you put a school behind my lightning bolt?
Yeah, I know. It's like, you see, I have to cast this to kill all the bad guys. What the fuck?
There was a victor with the garrote that was going to like throttle Rain with it. And then Adri has started like revivifying and resurrecting the dead kids. And there's also a giant like undead snake outside that's now eating the undead and helping protect the school.
Well, when you say it like that, it sounds like not much of anything happened at all.
Yeah. I mean, no kids died or stayed dead, and
no, they're still dead.
They're still dead. It takes an hour to cast resurrection.
So they'll be back in an hour. That's fine. You know, or 45 minutes. I mean, I don't know how much time has elapsed in game time since, you know, they got in the way of my lightning bolt.
I like how I mean, he killed multiple kids, right? So
yeah.
I have to do multiple, whatever.
Look,
hey,
but how many
far
kids
be it from me.
How many kids did I save? Right? Let's look at the numbers. How many kids were there, D-Walk? And what percentage of them remained alive?
I'm just going to warn you, because this is going to be probably a bleep out, I imagine. You sound like Yeah, if you don't mind. I'm sorry. I hate to make work for you, but that joke isn't super cool. So.
Well, out of 16 cadets, 10 are still standing before her spells.
10 out of 16.
That's more than half.
5 out of 8.
Reduce that fraction.
So, yes, greater than 50%. I consider that to be a success.
Do you? That's the most utilitarian shit
hey,
I've ever
look,
heard.
Hey, look, hey, if you bat 675 in the fucking majors like that, that's an instant trip to the Hall of Fame.
That's an interesting way to look at this. That's like, as a surgeon, it's like, you know, more than half of the people I work on live.
Oh,
So
I realize my position is a
I'm like,
shitty
dude,
one
you're a
now.
podiatrist. It's like, motherfucker, what are you doing in that office?
Anyway. So Rachel gets a point of inspiration is what I'm hearing.
Yes,
Okay.
and even if she already has one, I'm giving her a second one because that was a shit ton of recap.
The rules are such bullshit in this game.
Yeah.
But you can play for a half hit points for fucking 2 years and they give the inspiration to other people. This is how it works. You know what? I got lucky. I got important. I make my own inspiration, motherfucker.
For those of you who don't know, when Deese rolled up his original character for the first season of Freelance, he rolled it Half-Life.
That's always how you play. You played the middle of the HP. It says it in the book.
David literally told us at one point during the game to take full hit points every time
I
we
don't
leveled.
listen to you,
I know he
Fucker,
doesn't. That
if I ain't talking, I'm fucking doodling on
evident.
fucking notepad or something.
Deese is over there drawing dicks, man. He ain't got time to listen to your
I ain't got
shit.
time to listen to your bullshit. I'm
Which
etching dicks over here.
is why Rachel always gets the what's it called?
Inspiration.
Inspiration points.
Wait till the end of the game when you see all these dicks I've drawn, and then we'll see who gets the inspiration. All right. Where are we starting off, D-Walk?
We're starting off with Adri is upstairs doing resurrections. I'm not exactly sure what Rain's doing, but I do remember Kavir decided to take his happy butt down the stairs or on his way down the stairs to explore.
Yeah, I jumped to some other building, run off the rooftops. Which Kaveri are you talking about?
The professional.
Yeah. So he went to the other rooftops. He had like kind of jumped across. I think we had talked about me going from one rooftop to the other. Because there was this is before because like the Raven was going berserkoid.
Yeah.
Before then, after we had handled the undead coming into the room and everybody got things together, I told them that I was going to go check out some of the other rooms to try to look for survivors. And I think was there some sort of signal or something we heard from the other buildings that had led me to believe there might be people in the others?
I remember you said you were going to go check out other rooms. I didn't know if you actually,
Okay.
I can't remember if you went over to another building or not.
I don't know, maybe it's just the way I visualized it. So
Okay.
maybe we'll just recap it from where we are. If I decided to, well, I was thinking that while the chaos was going on, if there's a snake eating all the undead, then I might just walk out the front door, but I'll wait till he finishes. So I'll just check the other rooms for now.
All right. You staying on the second floor or going to the first floor?
I think I'm gonna stay on the second floor for now. Because there
Okay.
was, if I'm not mistaken, there was like sort of a walkway out of this, and the classroom was on, was it on the right?
So you guys building's a little rectangular on the with the upper right of the having a round room on the end. You guys came into the center, which is more like a with a sarcophagus marble floor.
Yeah.
When he blasted it, it went across the hallway to the north to another room, which looks like a study room. It looks like a classroom that the kids were in. And then you do see a hallway to the left of that room that goes all the way down. And there are three rooms, the center room being the largest. The other two along the wall are as well. And then you see another one in the very bottom of the building that is one more room. And then to the right of the kids' study room, it seems to be a larger room as well.
Okay. All right, well, they just we'll do room to room,
Okay.
just as I'm since everyone else is busy rezzing children or justifying the murder of them, I'll just check out some of these rooms.
Okay, which one would you like to start in?
What's the nearest one outside
There.
of the kids' room?
So, left or right? Technically, if you go right, it'd be towards the front of the building, but there is
All right, I'm looking
the
at the
building.
map. Why don't you show
Okay.
me which building?
It'd be the second floor.
Yeah, on the top building on the left,
Yep.
right? Okay.
So
So
Oh, that top center room is the room, the classroom of the kids.
Okay. Top center room. Am I looking at the right map?
It should have the desks all pushed around to the side of the walls. The middle of the room is clear.
I think I'm looking at a different map.
The
Think.
ground floor has stagecoats on the bottom, and you see all.
Oh, I'm looking at the ground floor map. All I
Okay.
have is the ground floor.
Oh. Let me. All right, let me give me a second.
You just send them in what's it called? In WhatsApp or Messenger or whatever.
Yeah, I'll send it over a messenger right now.
Sorry, I was like, I think we're talking about different maps here. I'm looking at it, I'm like,
Yeah. All right. There's floor two.
Map wrangler to the set, please. Map wrangler.
All right. Map floor two has been uploaded to the Facebook freelance. I'm going to drop the first one as well.
All right, perfect.
All right.
Okay, that's a very different thing. Okay, yeah.
Okay.
So we came into that middle thing
Yeah, you
off
came
on
into
the left
the
with the
blue floor.
pillars.
Yep.
And then he
Yep.
shot the lightning through that room. Okay, so then let's go to the left and I'm gonna check in that like storagey room.
Okay.
Is
So.
that a room full of sh So the room that's to the left, directly to the left, across that wide hallway, are those ceiling fans? Are those showers? What am I looking at in the, they look like little crosses.
Yeah, I
Oh,
know.
those are
Those
the,
are pillars.
they're
They're
pillars. Okay, I was like, what
yeah.
is, okay, got it.
Yeah.
Because
You just
I
bought.
can't make it zoom in the picture anymore than I already have.
Well, you download it and you can zoom in as much as you want.
Yeah, I should do that.
So, yeah, I ended up buying a projector. It's on the way where I can actually shoot these maps onto the table now.
Oh, that's
Nice.
cool.
So, yeah, I'm stoked to. I gotta. To use my mapping software that way. Let me take a quick map pieces.
I have a friend who's kind of into D&D map making, and he's been trying to convince me to draw his maps, and I'm like, no, I'm not gonna do that.
Nope.
I love you to death, man, but I'm not gonna do that.
Nice. All right. So, all right. So, yeah, the door's open, or
Okay, there's
it's unlocked.
a statue or something next to it on the right before I would walk into the room.
That is a pillar
Oh, okay,
that I
right.
didn't delete when I was editing the map.
That's
My
cool.
apologies.
Okay, so there is no pillar there though, right?
No.
Okay, so I'm going to put my hand on the door.
All right.
I'm gonna feel low, I'm gonna feel high, and then I'm going to step to the side of it, open it, and push in.
All right. As you do that,
I'm stepped to the side, I
okay.
said. Okay.
I know. So how do you push it? Describe your pushing for me.
I'm gonna stand in front of the door, I'm gonna put my hand on it to feel if there's heat or vibration coming through the door, or if I
You do not,
can.
you don't feel either.
All right. So then I'm going to step to the side. I'm going to put my hand across to the door handle. I'm going to turn it and push it open. And I'm standing up against the wall. Like if you're facing the door, I'll be on the left side, like back flat to it and like looking into the open area of the room. This is a
All
professional
right.
door breaching mechanic. It's called the don't hit me.
I think you missed the obvious answer. How do you describe how you push the door in? I push it real good.
Bow to.
Yeah.
All right. So as you push it open, you hear it creaks really loud, like the door just has not been taken care of or maintenance on it, and it just nothing moves outside a couple of rats in the room. Yeah, just a couple rats. You see a few barrels. It is a storage room. It does keep odds and ends of the academy. You see brooms. You see some plants in the corner. Barrels. You do see some items on the shelf.
Okay. I'm gonna just do a thing real quick. You want me to roll portents for you? I
Sure.
saw the portents from last time. I think it was a two and a three.
Think you didn't you use one of them?
I think I used one of them. Yeah, I just don't
Yeah,
remember
use one
which.
of them so he couldn't open the casket.
Did I give him a two or a three? Do you remember?
Believe you gave him two.
Okay, of course you do. Of course you think that shaving points over here. All right, I'll keep the three then. Then I'll just go ahead and roll an investigation. 34. I know everything that's ever happened in this room.
Those rats are up to something.
Those are Quintilopus Eatchesicus.
One of
Sorry.
them's like tugging on this guy's hair, and they're cooking linguine and shit. And
You definitely see
Don't...
blood coming from a couple of the rats' mouths, but you're not sure where they've been chewing on a body.
With my investigation being as high as it is, I'd like to look around the foundation of the building. On the floor, like where maybe either there's molding or where it's like connected to the floorboards, and see if there's anything that's been chewed through or eaten away. Just structurally, this is like a quick look. You, any
Yeah.
person looking for this could see it, I imagine.
Yeah, no. You definitely see some spots of mold. It's in the back corners. It'd be in the upper left of the corner where you definitely see some mold that goes down and where the floorboards are definitely weaker there.
Okay.
You can see the barrels used to sit there and then they had been moved over because of how the floor was unstable.
Okay. I'm going to stomp on the floor to scare the rats and see where they run.
All right. As you do that, they scatter. Two of them shoot towards that corner, and another one goes behind the bookcase or the
Love it.
shelf, not a bookcase.
Just like humans. I'm gonna walk over to the bookcase.
All right.
How sturdy are they? Like heavy?
Yeah, they're pretty solid. I mean, they're a thick wood.
Anything, books or anything on them?
You do see a ring on it. You do see a crystal, as well as a wand and a cadet saber that
Okay.
looks fancier than what you would expect a cadet. So, with your experience, you're probably guessing it's a ceremonial cadet saber. It probably goes with like a class A uniform.
Okay. To visualize how I'm going to do this, I'm going to take my hands and I'm going to put them forward, like flat forward.
Okay.
And I'm going to take my hands and move them to the side. And I'm going to kind of punch them outward so that my sleeves lift up. And then I'm going to grab all of those items with each hand and put them up my sleeves into my coat, into the holding pocket.
Sounds good.
Then I'm going to step between the two bookshelves. I'm going to say, whoops, and I'm going to tip over the shelf. But in like a very sarcastic tone, like, oh it timber falls over.
All right, give me a strength check.
To tip over a fucking shelf?
Just enough, yeah.
Okay. I'll do it. Five. All right. How about this? I reach back into my sleeve and I pull out the saber and I put it between the wall and the top of the shelf. And then I pull back, creating a lever.
Which gives you
So
advantage.
great.
I reach into my sleeve, I pull out a never-ending chain of handkerchiefs, at which finally comes out at the end. It's a squeaky red nose and a rainbow wig. I just made a
Oh my
clown of
God.
myself.
Thank God I got advantage on this roll. Okay,
Whoa.
16. I got a two
Okay.
and a 16.
Oof.
Physics, baby. It's a strength check. I'm not a fucking like weightlifter.
You're an old wispy armed motherfucker, is what
I'm
you
tilting a bookshelf over. I'm like, man, that was glad no one was here to see that.
If only it were an IKEA bookshelf, it would have been easier, but that one was probably solid wood.
So that's how I'm going to do it. Do you walk? I'm going to walk over. I'm going to take that sword, that ceremonial sword, shove it in the corner between the top of the bookshelf and the wall, and then pry it back like a pry bar until it tips over. And I'm going to say timber.
That's a very gentle timber.
Well, I don't want
Shaka.
everyone else to hear it before it falls.
Shaka when the bookshelves fell.
Oh, dude, I'm gonna I was talking about opening a sticker shop and I wanted the one that says Tay Mark and Winter Wesley. I really think that's funny.
Yeah.
Oh no.
You're gonna have to roll to like wedge the saber between
I
the
already
wall and the
did. I already
shelf.
rolled.
And then you gotta roll to like pull
Oh my
the
God.
saber
Yeah.
the
Remember the next time you say that you're going to mount that horse as it falls through the sky about
right
all these incremental checks.
ankle. I don't know what you're talking about.
The look on D-Lock's face is excellent to me.
The face of a man that wants to kill somebody right now. Somebody's. Just remember, when you bury them vertically because
What?
satellites have a hard time detecting grave sites if it's not
Not when
one.
they have you on camera digging a 20-foot hole. Bury them vertically. What? No. Okay, just to clarify, for anybody who's not born in Jersey, if you want to get rid of a body, you put them done and done.
Wow.
Okay. Fucking scan that from your fucking satellite.
Just don't get lost in the woods during the winter, and
Right.
then you have
Oh,
to
yeah.
spend the night in an abandoned truck.
He said it was an interior decorator from Czechoslovakia. Paul, you dumb fuck.
This scene is so funny.
That shit is hysterical.
Yeah.
I'm trying to think what are the funny, like, since we're waiting anyway, what are the funniest episodes of like serious shows? And I think the fly episode yesterday
Oh, yeah.
from Breaking Bad is so good.
Yeah.
I think the Pine Barrens episode that you were just talking about from Sopranos is excellent. I think there are some really funny parts of the Wire episode where they open up that one like project town to just be like a free drug zone.
Oh.
And like all the people are just like, are you fucking serious? Like the cops are just like handing people back their drugs and they're just like, what? I mean, it's a fucked up overall thing, but I just think that the
Yeah.
there are some serious funny moments in there.
Oh, the book I'm reading right now, they reference The Wire. So that was pretty good.
Show is so good.
Yeah.
I'm constantly chasing trying to see The Wire again for the first time. Just like I'm always trying to rewatch Fringe for the first time. Yeah.
Speaking of Fringe, that made me think of Mindhunter. Are
Oh,
they actually
great.
like filming another season, or did they just keep saying they're
They
going
just keep
to?
saying it.
Oh, okay.
Mindhunter is so good and it's so few episodes, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
That there are a million shows where they get hit by a car, like by surprise. That one, I will fucking guarantee you will not see it coming. They do such a good job with that car hit that I literally know it's coming and I still get surprised by it. It's excellent. Yeah. True Detective season one is like that, is another one of those shows. It's just so good. You wish you could watch it again.
It's a really good one.
Are y'all all called up on Fallout? No.
No, we've
Oh,
I
okay.
think the newest episode we haven't watched yet.
Okay.
It's been a clusterfuck of timing the last
Yeah.
day or two.
I spent yesterday I went to the pharmacy. I waited in line for like close to half an hour, and then when I got there, she was like, "Oh, we've faxed your dentist twice and they haven't filled this like antibiotic prescription." And so
Yeah.
I called the dentist today, and she's like, "I
That's cool, man.
faxed that last week." Or no, I faxed that on the 16th, like over a week ago. And so then I had to like go back to the pharmacy and be like, they told you to fill it. Which, it's really fun, but I need it for a tooth extraction that's happening in a
Yep.
week and a half at this point.
And then they're gonna bolt a new one into your head.
Not
Yeah.
immediately, but
Eventually, though.
yeah, that will be part of the process. So, and then I'll have the robot teeth before Deuce does.
Man, I can't afford the robot teeth. I want them so bad. I've said that for years and years and years that I just want them to take all of these fucking things out of my head and replace them with the metal ones with the fucking diamond cover. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like dipped in diamond powder.
No, it's like it's was I think it's technically cubic zirconia. But it's like these like they drill a barb into your bone and then put cement, like a bone cement
Yeah.
in there and just bone powder that helps regrow the bone around it. And then they put on these like superpower teeth. And I get people are like, but you won't feel things when you bite. I'm like, good. I never want to feel my teeth ever.
Yeah.
Anytime you feel your teeth, it's a bad thing, right? Like you ever felt something that was pleasurable to your teeth, or has it always just
No,
been pain?
it's yeah, I was going
Yeah.
to say there's
Get rid
yeah.
of that shit.
Mm
Get rid of that shit. You know what I mean? If he could put a little vibrate function on them so I could bite things and then have it like they move side to side, that'd be rad. Fucking buy.
like sonic teeth,
Yeah,
just grinds the food down into
like a
powder.
chainsaw. They just roll across the top and the bottom. You know? No, I'm
Guys,
just
good?
saying, like, are we good? Okay.
Sorry.
No, it's okay.
Cool.
I very infrequently get to rant about the robot teeth I want.
No worries. So you get this, you get the saber behind the bookshelf. You get the saber behind the bookshelf, and as you push, the books are.
Let's just give it another minute. I got another solid five on these teeth.
Yeah.
Hey, let's do another thing that we can clip out because it's all going to be clipped out anyway, right?
Probably. Yes.
Yeah.
What's the most uncomfortable shit you've ever taken in your life? It doesn't have to necessarily be physically uncomfortable, but just like it could be emotionally uncomfortable. Like, oh, I'm disgusted by how bad this is. Or,
Ew.
oh my God, I'm at a girl's house for the first time and I'm pretty certain this won't flush. What do you think? Because can I start with mine?
Do you
Because it's a
want
real.
you want a
Please
serious
do.
answer?
I
Yes.
want a
Okay.
serious answer. If you have one that comes to mind right away, that's cool. But I have one that involves Rachel. So you tell me which one you want to hear first.
Okay. Well, let's go.
I had like Rachel just picked me up from the airport. We go back to her house and we're hanging out and everything like that. It's like we spent, I think it was the next day, the next morning. I think we had got food from the Logan's or the Roadhouse or whatever. Texas Roadhouse. And so then it was like Roadhouse food had like filled me up and then all these rolls and everything. So it was just like a bunker buster back there, right? So I go to use her restroom and this is like I go out to smoke and then I sneak into the restroom before she's like up and moving around and I like murder this fucking toilet, right? Like the width of this thing makes me concerned for my health, right? And I'm looking at it and I'm like, there's no fucking way. And I flush and it goes sideways. It goes and just doesn't move. And I'm like, this is too, it's too sturdy. It's not gonna go.
Oh,
Not gonna go.
gross.
And I'm like super worried. I'm like, this cannot be the first shit that I take. Right? I don't know if it was like some,
Omen.
if it was like some airplane compression, like some like the height. Like the pressure, the upper air pressure, like compacted. I don't know what the hell happened, but it was some bad news.
And it
And
expanded like one of those little foam animals that you throw into
once you
water
put it
and
back into regular pressure, Yeah, it
Yeah.
fucking it. What were those things called?
The
The
Shrinky
Drinky
Dinks.
Dinks.
Yeah.
Shrinky Dukes. And so like, so but when I flushed the toilet the second time, it oriented itself properly and then went down the drain. And I was sitting there like, the water comes back up, right? The water comes back up, and it did. And I was like, oh my God. I walked out of that bathroom so confident that I was just like, but there was like something hanging out in the back of my mind where I was like, this could have gone really poorly. Rachel, be honest. What would you have thought if the very first shit that I took in your bathroom broke your toilet?
I would have assumed that that was like par poops for
You
you,
thought it was
that
crazy.
you normally just take toilet breaking poops.
That you thought you would have thought about me, this man is going to need wider pipes. This is
Or a
gonna,
lot more
that's a
fiber,
thing.
one of the
I would have thought in the
two.
future when I'm like looking for a house for Purn, a place to live, I'm gonna have to give serious consideration to the width of the toilet outtake.
Right.
Yeah.
You need
Right.
that major heavy duty plumbing.
Either that or get some of those clay cutters, those wires, and just hang them across like in a grid pattern so that when it hits, it cuts.
Well, I mean, all you need is a poop knife, right? I mean, a poop knife
I
takes care of all
swear to
your
God,
problems.
I swear to God, I've never actually used a poop knife, but I know that there is a thing that you can order online that will
What?
cut a turd if it's too big.
Now,
Ew.
like, I don't know if it started off as a joke
It was
or
a joke
not.
first.
Yeah, but it's turned into like a legitimate.
It's an actual
Gross.
product. Actually,
Ew.
I had a friend in junior high that had a poop knife, and he had to
Ew.
use it.
I'm telling you.
His sister would scream from upstairs, "Get me
Oh,
a
that's
fucking poop knife, you son of a bitch!"
It's like a Namekian egg. You know what I'm talking
Oh.
about?
And the
No.
worst part is he'd go get one of the knives from the kitchen. There's a reason I never ate there.
Oh my
Oh
God.
my God.
Oh.
Gross.
That is disgusting.
Yep.
That is hard disgusting. There's not enough Dawn dish soap in the
Nope.
world.
No.
Nope. There's a reason you, dude, you just can't eat at everybody's house.
No, dude. Now I'm never gonna feel comfortable ever again eating at
Nope.
anyone's house.
Nope.
Oh,
Nope. Nope.
nope.
Nope. Nope. Nope. Gross.
But I'm just saying that I was genuinely concerned that that was going to be a thing, that I was going to have to walk out and be like, I broke it. And you're going to be like, what'd you break? And I'm like, your toilet on the first
Toilet.
day.
Yeah.
First tw actual 24 hours, I
Not
busted
even
that.
24 hours, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then of course there was the hot stink from the pad prick king.
Oh my God, that was the ghost of that still haunts that apartment.
That shit smelled so bad. It smelled so bad, Rachel. The fart was so bad that
Yeah.
we went outside and when we came back
Yeah.
in, it
It
hurt. It was like it hurt our heads. We were like, ow.
smelled so bad. We went outside. It was like midnight, late November in Maine. It
It was
was
like 5 degrees.
freezing, and we
And
went
you were
outside.
better off being outside.
And when we came back in, it hurt. It like hurt our heads. It was like a headache, like immediately. It was
It
like a
was
gas
bad.
leak.
Yeah.
It was really brutal.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty certain that the blanket that we had is ruined. I don't think you can wash that thing. I don't think it can be washed. I think it's
Yeah.
burnt in. It's like
Oh.
a one of those CDs from the 90s. It's burnt. It's
It's
burnt.
burnt. It's not a CD or it's not a
No,
CDRW.
it's permanent.
Just CDR.
Yeah, CD plus R.
Yeah.
Oh, that was nasty.
Ugh,
What about
gross.
you, Nate? What's the most embarrassing or grossest turd you ever took? I'll count farts. I'll count farts. My brother almost made my mom crash the car one time when we were growing up.
What, from farting?
He farted inside the car with the windows up, and it was so dense and potent that
Oh.
all of our eyes started watering.
Oh my
Like you were like cut onions come out. We rolled all the
God.
windows down to try to get the steam out, but it was so potent that my mom had to like lift her glasses to like wipe her eyes, and I swear to God, we almost had another
Oh
car.
my God.
There's no way they would have known what the cause of the accident was because
Because
we
the whole car
rolled
would have gone into a fireball.
the with that much methane,
Yeah.
dangerous.
I have a story I don't think I can go there though. I don't think
Tell me.
no,
Tell us a story.
I think you guys may look at me in a different light
Oh
and it
my
won't be a
God.
positive one.
Wow.
Did you have to like grab a turd out of the toilet and run somewhere with it? Because that would
No,
be weird.
no. It's not
If you had to like
that.
grab it, run it off like a baton race and hand it off to a neighbor or something.
No, but now you've reminded me of a different thing.
Oh my God. The
Oh
baton
no.
race turd story is.
Oh
Well, I'll
no.
put
No. I'll just say I'll
Tell me the
say
first one. I want to know what that one was that made you initially not want to say it. That's the story. When you don't want to tell it, that's the one you have to tell.
I do want to
So...
remind you, Nate, like we are recording right now.
Yeah, I know.
I won't put this into the podcast if you don't want me
I
to,
know.
but
But
like there
it's
will
there
be a
for
recording.
posterity. Yeah.
It could be at the end. You could put it in at the end. They call it the rain stain. Tell us a story, do it. Come on, you're
So, oh
hedging.
God.
no, so when I
Rachel's so interested. She's dialed in.
When I had broken my ankle,
Okay.
Okay.
I was on pain medication for a little bit, right?
Yeah.
And as most pain medications will do, they tend to screw up your digestive system.
Okay.
And so for like 2 or 3 days, I had not been able to go to the bathroom. And then I had to.
Right.
And it was very, very difficult to do so.
Oh, God. I can't wait
Don't know
for the.
where I don't know
I
where this is
Did you
going.
have to use a
Well,
spoon to go up and pull it
ew.
out? No,
Not
don't
a
know. I'm just
not
intrigued.
not a spoon.
He's like, I use needle nose pliers, motherfucker.
I had to.
Oh.
Yeah, well, it was. Yeah, that was painful.
Oh my
I love this. I love this so much.
God. Yeah.
Oh. Rachel, your
You're
turn.
welcome. No, but the other thing you reminded me of when you were talking about picking up the turd out of the toilet and running somewhere with it.
Hold it like a fish and take a Facebook picture.
Yeah. I remember very distinctly one night we were when this is when I was still working at the nuclear pharmacy. So
Oh
this was
my
like
God. I love where
this
this is
was,
starting
well,
off.
no. It's
He's like,
not
I shit green
personal.
for a month.
No, it's not personal. It's not something that happened to me. When I was working at the nuclear pharmacy, I had an XM satellite radio that was a detachable that I could bring in and then plug into a little receiver and like with speakers, right? So I could bring
Yeah.
my satellite radio into the lab. And so when we were closing out, because we worked the graveyard shift, this was about the time that Opie and Anthony had switched over and was on XM satellite radio, right?
Yeah.
And all I can remember is that one morning we were sitting there listening, and somehow they ended up doing a bit where they convinced one of the interns to put a duty hat, as they called it. So
What?
basically,
What?
this is something they got in trouble for too. They basically made an intern go into the bathroom, as you said, scoop up something, put a hat on
Oh.
top of it, and then like wave goodbye to it and flush it down the toilet while they recorded him doing it.
What?
Yeah.
So weird.
It was that was about the time when the show started to really take a turn. But you just saying picking up the duty, I don't know why that flashback in my mind was like, oh yeah, that was a thing I remember having to listen to. And it's just like, you didn't, it's like, what the fuck is going on? And of course, it's radio, right? So like all you're hearing is the audio. And you don't know whether or not it's actually taking place, but then given by how hard everyone was laughing and just like unable to like breathe and stuff, you knew
Oh my
that
God.
they were doing exactly what they said they were
Oh,
doing.
it's so gross.
I
It's
know.
disgusting, but look, all that matters is the laugh.
And the
That's all I
laugh,
care
yeah,
about.
and that's what I remember the most. That's why it was indelible in that, just the laugh. Fuck, especially from fucking Jim Norton,
I
who
still watch
just
that
lost
clip.
his shit.
I still watch that clip of me
Yeah,
texting you that thing. That laugh is
I
so good. Like, I
know.
the only laugh I think maybe that I've ever gotten that was better than that is I one time broke my friend's hand. We
My
were
God.
it was the most potent laugh of all time. I
Oh.
told him a joke and I can't for the life of me remember what the joke was, but I said it and he laughed so hard that he slammed his hand down on the ground next to him. He's like sitting on the floor and he just straight up broke his hand. Just like, psh, like broke a bunch of bones in his hand, had to wear a fucking cast. Yeah.
Wow.
It's amazing. I wish I could remember what the joke was. It was actually the guy who donated to our Patreon just
Oh,
recently
okay.
and stole.
Wow.
Yeah, he laughed so hard that he just punched his hand down on the ground, broke his hand in multiple places.
Oof.
Very funny.
God. Wow.
Yeah. I'm very proud of that. You know when they say that joke killed? Very close. And he's like, hey,
Yeah.
ended his hand.
So Kavir was attempting to knock over a shelf, if I
Yeah, he got the
I
sword behind.
did.
He rolled a 16
Oh, okay.
on the
17,
advantage.
technically plus one.
Now, with you're able to use the cadet saber to pry, and you're able to get the with your quiet timber, it falls forward. And let me pull up my map. Whoops, that's floor one. Let's go to floor two. Which of the two shelves are you pushing?
The back one.
Okay. It goes like a ton of bricks, hits the floor, smashes the flower pot that was in front of it. Actually, with the flower pot's angle, it actually, when it smashes the flower pot, it does enough floor damage to the floor that that corner partially collapses in the back, pushing the flower pot through part of the rotted wood and the mildewed wood. And the rat that's behind it scurries out the door you came in, and you see behind the shelf a sigil attached, or like it was like a magic item that was probably a student had hid and attached to the wall behind. To kind of just hung on the wall, hidden behind the thing, behind the cabinet.
With
Now it's an actual like it's like a not like a sigil drawn on the wall.
it's
It, it's it's an item. It's like a
like a rune.
yeah, like a room, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to investigate it to see if it would be easily removable, how it's affixed to the wall, and whether or not it shows signs of being activated or having some sort of response to input.
Okay.
Twenty-five.
They seem to use some kind of sticky substance to stick it up there, like a putty or something. There's no, it's, it was definitely a makeshift way they stuck it up there.
Okay.
You could easily just pull it off, and then you kind of got a bunch, like some sticky goop on the back of it.
Yeah, does the rune appear, or the sigil, does it appear to, does it mean anything to me? Do I recognize the symbol or the language, or oftentimes symbols are a particular runic letter or a symbol of some description.
Yeah. How well would you have said Kavir's knowledge? I mean, because he's dug through some books in Eberron so far when he was going through certain things, right?
Yeah. I would say that I would know a fair amount about languages and
Okay.
iconography, but not necessarily like I would back home.
All right. You can tell from the symbol, it represents a symbol called Sybaris.
Sybaris.
Yes. So.
Does that word mean anything or name mean anything to me?
Yes, from what you can understand, is actually one of the three great dragons.
Interesting.
Eberron's lore dates back to three great dragons that have made Eberron. There are Sybaris, Kyber, and Eberron. Well,
What was the middle one?
Eberron.
No, the
Oh,
second one.
Kyber. So, from the lore that you've been able to pick up, Sybaris and Kyber went to war. One was good, one was bad. Kyber is known as the dragon below, Cerberus is the dragon above. As they went to war, the land fractured in a sense, and Eberron took its body and made the world to heal it, and thus
Okay.
became Eberron, and trapped Kyber below, and then Cerberus floated around the top.
Maybe we can pause this out.
Okay.
If my lore remembrance is right, is this the version of what's his name? The under
Bahamut
serpent,
or
the
Kyber?
under Kyber, the under
Ky
serpent.
Kyber is kind of their Tiamat, but without the five heads.
Right. Okay.
And then, yeah, Cerberus is kind of like their Bahamut, but it's female and more serene. Where like Bahamut's like this massive platinum, where Cerberus is more
Sybaris is
elegant.
the positive dragon.
Yes.
All right. Well, then I will go ahead and take a knife. I will stand to the side and I will put my hand underneath and I will scrape away at the goop
Okay.
so that it falls into my hand.
All right. Sounds good. Are you going to try an Arcana check on, or are you just going to keep going?
Keep going with the knife or just keep going through stuff?
Going through stuff.
No, once I get it separated, I'll take a look at it, but I don't want to. I'm making sure not to use anything that might be considered like an activation word. Like,
Okay.
I don't want to use any of the common phrases. I'll be very silent while I'm investigating it. I won't reposition my hand on it in any way. I'm very careful. I know that these things can sometimes activate and release a spell or activate and trigger some effect.
Yeah, it's like I'm C Scar from a mirror trip. I accidentally activated a mirror on him once.
Say what?
You're acting like I accidentally had you guys activate a mirror by accident once or twice.
It's very important to me that I not activate something that has the name of a great dragon on it, because I don't know what the fuck that could
Yeah.
mean. So
Understood.
I
He doesn't
will
want to
roll
get
an
his.
arcana.
Okay.
Nat 20, swear to God. Look at that roll, baby.
Yep.
All right.
Nice.
Nice.
Sybaris Sigil of Spellguard. The two spells attached to this gives you advantage versus spells, and then disadvantage
Oh.
imposed on attacker spells targeting you.
All right, give me one second. What was the first, give me the first one again.
Advantage versus spells,
Okay.
and then disadvantage imposed on attacker spells targeting you.
Oh. On spells that target me? So that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think it was on spells that I cast at disadvantage. I'm like, I get advantage and disadvantage? Okay, but it's on
No.
spells that target me. And it's just by holding it?
Just by, yeah, equipping it.
You know, here's a problem. I'm already at max magic items. I can only have three equipped, right? Attuned to. That's sort of a bummer. I do have a ring of spell storing that's not the end of the world. Would this be a standard equipment?
Yes.
Okay. Then,
Imagine whichever kid stole it and hid it. It's probably in deep shit if they're ever found. The school being destroyed almost probably
yeah.
doesn't matter.
I bet it was a victor.
They have a habit of stealing high-priced items like that.
Yeah, I think I'm going to swap out the spell storing ring and switch it with the Sigil Spell Guard. Is
Okay.
that all right? I'll attune to it over the course of whenever I get a break.
All right.
I think it's a long rest to attune to something.
Okay,
I
well,
believe
I
so.
will. Is it called a Sigil Spell Guard?
The item is Sybaris's Sigil of Spell Guard.
Oh, okay, that's. How do you spell Sybaris?
Sibers.
All I got is a dragon shard.
You're not going to find this in the normal Eberron book.
Okay. Well, then I'll just add it later.
Okay.
Okie doke. But for now, I'll leave the stuff I have equipped, and then I'll do this later. But I'll make sure to keep it in like my shirt pocket as opposed to in the sleeves with all the other junk. You said the rat scurried where?
The one that didn't go down through the floorboards went out the door that you came in.
Okay. Just out of curiosity, did he run weird?
No, just
Just like a
normal rat
rat.
scurrying.
Okay. Well, then we'll do a, I guess, exit here. If you want to go to someone else, we've spent a
Okay.
lot of time on me.
Yeah. No, that's what I was going to ask. Rain, what are you doing?
Well, I suppose I would have first stayed around to see if there was anything I could do to help the less than 50% of children that were injured in the classroom across the way. But I'm assuming that Adri has got this. I don't know. I don't know if there's anything I can do that isn't going to be a hindrance. But it's not like I can resurrect anybody. And then I guess after that, I mean, I suppose if Kavir went off and did some exploring, I might do the same thing as well. So I know that there is a room to the south of where we were with the sarcophagus. I might go, if he was kind of going in one direction, I might go in the other and take a look at what's going on in that room.
All right. So yeah, you head to the bottom to the room. Okay, so you go down past the room of the sarcophagus and you approach the door.
So it looks like there's just one door in and out. Is that right? Is that the one
Yes.
that's sort of right there on the corner?
Yeah, the lighter color.
Yeah. I will let me make sure I'm on the right rein. I will take a listen at the door and see if I hear anything on the other side. Perception, correct? 18.
All right. No, you do not hear anything on the other side.
Okay. The door is closed, right?
Yes, the door is closed.
Like completely closed. Okay, so not like it's cracked open or anything like that. I will, let's see. I'd like to check and make sure that one of these little scamps didn't like fucking booby trap any doors or anything like that. Let's see. Do I do a thing or not? No. So let's see. If I want to check and see if there are any traps, how does a 26 take you?
On perception, right?
Sorry, I did investigation. Well,
Oh,
it's
investigation.
the
No, you're
same
fine.
thing though. It's plus or
Yeah.
it's they're both plus 10.
Oh, all good. All good. So you're investigating the door?
Yeah, I want to make. I'm
Okay.
just looking for anything that, like, I don't want this thing to open up and blow up in my
Okay.
face or something come, Stab you
You
in the dick.
no worries. It is locked, and you do notice a trap in the door.
Ooh.
There is a hint. You can definitely see the gleam of what appears to be a magical trap on the door.
Magical, so probably not something I'm going to be equipped with getting rid of. It's not a mechanical trap. Oh, well, that's great. And I assume I'm doing all this at the same time that Kavir is doing all of his stuff. Okay. And there's no other way that I can see to get into this room.
Not that you can see right now. There are windows from the outside, and
Well, the
you
fact that
do
it's
actually see two windows on the side on the inside as well. I'll give you that. I left it on the map.
so there are wind so those are windows in that little hallway there. Can I see through them? Or are they
Yes.
shuttered? Okay, what do I see on the inside?
So, you see a painting easel. You see do see table. You see a beautiful crafted rug. On the
Okay.
crafted rug, you do see a glass case, and inside the glass case, you do see a sword that is almost. It has an aura to it. It literally has like a slight purple dark glow to part of the to the hue to the blade.
We do like ourselves a good S word.
There's a chest inside. You see a couple bookcases. You see against the far south wall what appears to be almost a combat suit, but it's different than what you've seen before. This one almost it looks like it's a like a metal frame that goes around the arms and the legs by bars. Not as fancy as what you've seen Dragon Heist Adri carry and wear, but it seems like a similar lightweight
Huh.
exoframe. I was trying to say it without exoframe, but I can't really.
Yeah. Looking through, okay, so because the trap on the door is magical, there's nothing on the opposite side of the door I see that would give me any kind of a hint as to how I might need to disengage this. It's not a lock pick. It's not any, I mean, this is a ward on the door. I'm going to go back to the classroom and find Victor. So walk in, spot him.
You
Hey.
see,
Oh, go ahead, sorry.
you see him in the corner. He's sitting. He has the garrote in his hands, and he has a ring that he's kind of just sliding one side to the other with it, like he's keeping himself busy with the fidget toy.
Hey, you got a minute?
Sure. And you are? I assume you don't like the name
Rain.
Mr. Lightning.
Well, I don't necessarily dislike it, but this is probably not the time or place to discuss a nickname right now. I hold my hand out. Trishay, Rain Trishay, Captain Rain Trishay.
Victor, orphan.
Yeah. Oh.
I don't know my last name, but
Well,
Sergeant Victor of the Cadet Academy.
Sergeant. Okay. Got a question. There's a door back over there beyond, behind the room behind me here.
He snickers.
Yeah.
Thanks everybody for listening to Requiem of Reflections. This is going to be part three of our Curse of Strahd chain of games. Curse of Strahd Return to Ravenloft, and now Requiem of Reflections. So thank you for sticking with us. You've been with us the whole time. And just remember, if you want to donate to help support the podcast and help us make better content and, you know, continue on into the future, just go to patreon.com/freelance_heroism. Thank you.
Thank you.
It's like that Metallica concert, but with dicks, as far as the eye can see.